Hello, guys. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the God Unlimited podcast. I'm your host, Chief K. Masimba Biri Washer, and we're going to be talking about all things God in this podcast. I hope you're going to enjoy it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. We really believe that God can indeed make a difference. Only if we put the knowledge and understanding that we have of how to raise these special animals. Welcome once again to the God Unlimited show. I'm your host, Chief K. Masimba Biri Washer. Before we go any further, please hit the like button, subscribe, and we're going to be doing this weekly so you don't want to miss any of the shows that we're going to be putting out there. So to get us started, today we're going to be talking about understanding God's supply chain in Zimbabwe. It's very important to understand what happens in this supply chain if we're going to have any impact on it. So let's get started. The food industry generally is of great importance to the well-being of Zimbabwe's people and its economy. And what this means is that developing food supply chains in our country's agricultural system could be one of the keys for higher value-added activities that grow our economy and for the fair income of stakeholders and actors along the value chains. If well developed, food supply chains can be a source of much needed foreign currency through export generating value-added activities. Within the food industry, meat is highly essential and plays a significant role in the human diet because of its nutritional properties. Animal source foods provide high quality and readily digested protein, rich in energy, and provide readily absorbable and bioavailable micronutrients. So against this background, what we're seeing is that goat meat is one of the best yet underrated or ignored sources of protein in Zimbabwe. Despite goat meat's excellent nutritional qualities, it barely features in our food system. This source of protein has been relegated to the margins, yet indications are that the demand for this healthy meat is increasing and is going to increase, in fact. In view of this, understanding the dynamics of the goat meat supply chain is then key to unlocking goat's contribution to our food system. It's also key to enhancing profitability of the sector and its potential to contribute to the national economy. So mapping of the goat supply chain structure and processes is required to identify competitive pressures, key constraints, and market opportunities. At the same time, understanding the goat meat supply chain can ensure that consumers can access the meat at affordable price points and in a consistent manner that adheres to requirements of food safety standards. So before we go any further, my name is Chief K. Masimba Biwasha, and I am the host of God Unlimited podcast, where we talk about all things God. We really truly believe that God can indeed make a difference, and it's important to equip ourselves with the right knowledge, tools, and skills for us to be able to really tap into the full potential of the God. So today, in our podcast, we're discussing how to really understand the goat meat or the goat supply chain in Zimbabwe. Understanding this supply chain is very key to tapping into the opportunities that exist. So, without wasting any time, the goat meat value chain begins when the decision to produce goats is made and ends when the meat is eaten by the consumer. A lot occurs between these two points, and disruptions can vary depending on which stage of the supply chain is impacted and also how severe it is. The goat meat value chain, that is the chain of activities through which a goat passes through, gaining added value in the process, has little to no footprint in the country, which means that the goat meat value chain is highly broken. And this is something that we've said already before, that is broken, is disjointed, it's a free-for-all arena with no guides, there are no standards, and then it makes difficult to grow the sector. So in ideal terms, goats should have a relatively short supply chain that can contribute to increased food security and economic growth in Zimbabwe. And this short supply chain should also enable goat meat to be available in the con- conventional supermarkets, but like literally like everywhere. We should be finding goat meat everywhere. But the fact of the matter is that the goat meat supply chain is time-consuming, it's costly, it's informal, it's broken. It involved a series of fragmented networks and movements for the production, sourcing, clearance, slaughtering, processing, and transportation of goats and goat meat products to the final consumer via either a slaughterhouse, butchery, retail, food service outlet, or out of a bucket. Because that's how most Zimbabweans get access to goat meat. They get access to goat meat via buckets. Can you believe that? So a major issue relates to the location of slaughterhouses or abattoirs in production areas as opposed to consumption areas, and the lack of an efficient transport system, which is compounded by a lack of refrigeration. Without refrigeration, the animals need to be slaughtered near to the point of consumption. So refrigeration is one of those key factors that is required if we're going to make the goat meat supply chain more fluid. The development of refrigeration, that is transport and cold stores, is an important or profound improvement on slaughtering and on the distribution of goat meat, and makes it possible to slaughter goats nearer to the place of production and transportation of the dressed carcasses to the consumption areas. This can create much needed employment in the rural areas where most of the goats originate. But at the same time, it means that transport costs are reduced, that slaughtering is taking place near points of production as opposed to points of consumption. So all you need now is once you've slaughtered your goats, you can process them there, and then you can take them to consumption centers, often in urban areas where returns are better. Zimbabwe, there is currently a lack of comprehensive and detailed information system of the entire goat supply chain. This information is lacking. You cannot really find it anywhere. It's in bits and pieces. Yet this information can provide an understanding of opportunities, vulnerabilities, bottlenecks, and the full ramification of impacts of potential disruptions that can be caused by either a pandemic, disease outbreak, or natural disaster. The major sticking point is that the goats have long been regarded as purely subsistence animals. Approximately 95% of Zimbabwe's 4.7 million goats are produced by subsistence farmers. So employing inputs such as land, feed, animal husbandry, and capital and equipment, the goat meat supply chain in Zimbabwe starts with a primary production stage that is highly dispersed and lacks professionalism. Animal management and production is indeed an integral part of the supply chain. The management of breeds and capacity to access improved genetics or properly manage local genetics for goat meat is key to the goat meat industry's expansion in Zimbabwe. Genetic improvements may focus on meat quality and taste, along with animal production traits and characteristics. In this regard, there is a need to improve expertise on animal health, nutrition and management as a key first step to building a robust next generation goat meat supply chain. At the primary production stage, kids are born and weaned, then raised on forage diets to gain weight and muscle. It is important to understand that disruptions at this stage can result in the inability of consumers to purchase goat meat by contributing to food insecurity. And no feedlots where goats can be fattened up or finished with the objective of adding more muscle and intramuscular fat in preparation for market. And this is a missed opportunity. Overall, goat producers in Zimbabwe will have to employ new technologies and feeding methods to improve the productivity and yield of goats, especially the improved or indigenous breeds. Suffice to state that organic and natural systems, which are God-given in our country, will have to be maximized for higher monetary gains. Data on the input of goat supply chains, including land, feed, animal husbandry, and capital and equipment used for the production and processing of goat meat, is non-existent, which derails evidence-based decision-making. Mapping the supply chain can help producers to increase their financial returns and contribute to economic growth in gold-producing communities. It is important to leverage modern cloud applications for improved supply chain visibility and demand forecasting and planning. Cloud supply chain management solutions can bring the entire supply chain into view by connecting partners and enabling mobility, accountability, and proactive response to potential problems. The network's key attributes and critical linkage points in the GOAT value chain need to be subjected to further scrutiny. Cold chain logistics are critically required to maintain the food network and support the expansion of market access for a number of intermediaries in the supply chain. Furthermore, the road network is critical to this in ensuring all weather access points of production. Suffice to state that the GOAT supply chain in Zimbabwe requires substantial work in order to unlock it so that it can contribute to national economic growth. A private company that will win in the GOAT sector needs to lock the supply chain. There is a need for significant integration of all stages into the value chain, from all aspects of primary to production to delivery of the final product. In conclusion, a system of food safety measures, quality assurance, and traceability of GOAT from paddock to plate will not only serve to guarantee the integrity of the GOAT meat industry, but also enhance its global attractiveness. So, guys, there you are. This is what we have for you today. My name is Chief K. Masimba Biriwasha. I'm your host for the Global GOAT Unlimited podcast. Please hit the like button, subscribe to our channel, and remember to join us next week when we look at another topic around how to unlock the GOAT potential in Zimbabwe. We truly and wholly believe that GOATs can indeed change lives. Please join us as we try to unpack this journey into the power of GOATs in Zimbabwe. Thank you.